morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. I'm talking this week about what it means to trust the Bible. I'm talking about three things in particular. The Bible is true, the Bible is authoritative, and the Bible is sufficient. And I believe all three of these are necessary to truly trust the Bible. And by trusting the Bible, I mean what the purpose of this program is all about, to grow your confidence that the Bible is true, right? It has to be true for you to trust it, and that it is the ultimate resource for life. And that's where sufficiency comes in. So let me give you an example. As I talk about these three things, the Bible's true, authoritative, and sufficient, I think all three of them are necessary for you to trust it. I mean, it's got to be true. If it's full of errors, if you never know when you can believe what it says or not believe what it says, how can you really trust the Bible? So it's got to be true. It's got to be an authority as well. When I talk about trusting the Bible, I don't just mean that it lists tables of facts that are interesting and true. You know, that might mean I could trust the information in the Bible, but not that I could trust that I should actually follow the Bible, that I should live life differently because of the Bible. So authority is also important. But then there's a third component, and that is sufficiency. So let me give you an example of something that is true and authoritative, but not sufficient to show you, you know, what it really means for me to trust the Bible. So the legal code, the law code, the written laws for the state of South Carolina, are they true? Well, you know, maybe we could go in and find some laws, especially maybe laws that are still on the books from the 1800s that maybe have some false information contained in the law itself. So I wouldn't say that the South Carolina legal code is entirely true and everything it affirms. But let's say for the sake of argument that the South Carolina legal code was true. Certainly most of it's true, you know, maybe even all of it. I don't really know. We could probably find something we could nitpick on or find examples that aren't true. But for the most part, the information contained in the law code is true. So let's just assume that all of it's true for the sake of argument. It's also an authority, right? The state of South Carolina, I am a legal resident of the state of South Carolina. I live in South Carolina. I am subject to its laws. You know, if the law says do not murder, well, there are many reasons why I wouldn't commit murder, not just because it's against the law in South Carolina, but at any rate, the fact that it is a law in South Carolina acts as a deterrent. You know, so it says I could be punished by the laws of this state if I violate that law. Whatever the law may be, it is an authority over me because I may face a judge, I may face consequences, I may, you know, face correction if I violate that law. But I would not say that I trust the law code of South Carolina in the sense that I trust the Bible. I want to be aware of what I need to know to be a law-abiding citizen. I do adjust my behavior. You know, if the state puts up a new speed limit sign, it used to be 65 on this particular highway, but now they change it to 60. Well, I may need to slow down a little bit when I'm driving down that road because I don't want to get a ticket. All right, so it might change my behavior in that sense. I want to be informed as to what it says. I might believe that it's true, but I'm not trusting my life in it. I don't view that it's going to give my life meaning, that it's going to, you know, be something that, oh, as I study on it and as I apply it to my life, I'm going to have joy in life, I'm going to have fulfillment in life. No, it's just something I need to keep in mind because I don't want the consequences that can happen when I violate the law of South Carolina. Now, the Bible's a completely different picture. When I talk about trusting the Bible, not only do I believe it's true, everything that it affirms is true, no matter what it's talking about, I think that there are that I can support that from the Bible itself and from Jesus. So it is true, so I can trust it for that reason. And it's also an authority. It's written by God. It is God's word. Whatever God commands is a command over me because he is my creator. He ultimately is the judge of all the earth. He is the one who reigns over all the earth. And so his word carries authority in it, even far beyond what the laws of South Carolina carry. In other words, I have to obey God before I obey the laws of South Carolina. If South Carolina tells me to do something that goes against what God says, I've got to obey God. So God's word is a higher authority, and it is completely true in all that it says. But that alone doesn't mean that I can trust it in the way I'm talking about. I believe I can trust the Bible because it is the ultimate resource for life. I believe I can trust the Bible because it is sufficient. And by sufficient, I mean that the author, God himself, knows me better than any other source out there. Scientists know certain things about how the human body functions. Psychologists may know some things about how the human brain works. Psychiatrists know certain things about how the human brain physiologically works. Historians may notice certain patterns that come up in history. Okay, but none of these people know everything about the human being and about me personally. Everything about even the number of hairs on my head. Everything about how I was designed to function. Everything about how psychology and science and my physical brain versus my spirit, which is connected to my physical brain, how they all work and function together. God designed it all. God's been around throughout history. God knows everything about history. God knows everything about me. And he has written the Bible. He is the ultimate author. Yes, I know men wrote the Bible, inspired by God, through that God used them as his agents of writing what he wanted. The Bible didn't just drop out of heaven one day. But don't limit God. God can make sure, even through using human instruments, that the words of Scripture are exactly what he intended. And God wrote the Bible to guide me to be prosperous and successful. This is what the Bible says again and again. So Joshua 1:8 says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Jesus repeats this promise in various ways. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The one who listens to these teachings of mine and puts them into practice is like the wise man who built his house on the rock. Psalm 1 repeats this promise. Whoever meditates on this book of the law day and night, he's like a tree planted by streams of water. Whatever he does prospers. All right, I'm just listing a few examples here. But in other words, the Bible presents itself, and I believe it because I believe the Bible is the Word of God. It presents itself as the ultimate resource for life. The Bible tells us why we're here. The Bible tells us what we're supposed to do while we're here. What is our purpose? How do we function? What are the things we need to know and do so that we enjoy life, have passion for life, live life without regrets, so that we can be prosperous and successful? All of these things deal with sufficiency of Scripture. And this is something the Bible itself teaches quite clearly about itself. And so when you add that component of sufficiency, not only is the Bible true, not only is the Bible an authority, but the Bible is sufficient, now I have something I can trust in the sense of not just trusting that I'm getting good information or trust that I need to obey it because it's an authority, but also that it is the ultimate resource for life. That as I study it, meditate on it, believe it, and apply it to my life, I have something that I can build my life on. That I can know this is what God wants me to know to live the life that I want to live, to live a life of joy and passion. This is what I mean when I say we can trust the Bible. And tomorrow I want to show you more specifically where the Bible itself and Jesus tell us we need to have this view of the Bible. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.